It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Multiple sclerosis is a neurological condition affecting nearly a million people in the U.S. There's no cure for MS. Treatments focus on slowing the progression of the disease. For one Wisconsin neurologist, the therapy plan for all of his patients includes making art or rekindling artistic passions that were part of their lives before that MS diagnosis. Scientists have long known that the creative arts have therapeutic value. According to a study published last year in the journal Frontiers in Behavioral Neuroscience, things like dance, painting, and music appear to be effective in enhancing mental and physical health. Dr. Ahmed Obidat sees patients who are managing multiple sclerosis and immune disorders of the central nervous system. He's an associate professor of neurology at Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Dr. Obidat spoke recently with Kate Archer Kent.
We know that early diagnosis and early treatment is really effective in managing an MS diagnosis. Can you talk about, first, some of the common symptoms of multiple sclerosis?
Certainly. So multiple sclerosis is a relatively common disease that affects mostly younger population. And it is a disease that can present in any way, actually, that has to do with the central nervous system. So when we think about what symptoms can happen in multiple sclerosis, these symptoms can include difficulties with vision, where some people may develop blurred vision or double vision. Some people will have weakness, maybe of an arm or a leg, or sometimes with an arm and a leg, and sometimes with a face too. So the symptoms can be anything, but there are some other symptoms that we often forget about in multiple sclerosis, and we often don't talk much about, that include some of these cognitive difficulties. So people can have memory difficulties, attention difficulties, sometimes can have extreme fatigue that can interfere with day-to-day activity. Other symptoms may also include pain, and pain can be anywhere, and it can be severe and debilitating for people that they can sometimes unable to do their day-to-day activity, or some people would lose their job because of these symptoms. So wide variety, and not every patient similar to the other. So it's a very, it's a disease of very unique characteristic. I often call it like snowflakes, right? Every snowflake is different. Mm-hmm. And this is what I think about multiple sclerosis, is everyone is unique with what they would experience with this disease.
In the midst of that uniqueness, though, you have to tell your patients that there isn't a cure right now for MS. How might that knowledge affect their mental health, their mental well-being?
Correct. Yeah, this is a very important point that you're raising here, is it remains a disease that we can treat, but we cannot cure. But we want to try to live well with MS. And we, as the healthcare team, we want to provide people living with this disease the best we can from any treatment that we can provide or any support that we can provide to help people live their life to the best possible.
And one of those interventions that you use in your practice is the creative arts, that art has a therapeutic value. Can you talk about that and how you are incorporating art into treatment plans?
Yes, this is a great, you know, great question. And really, it is one of the things that's really dear to my heart. Because when you think about us as humans, we are creative. We are born creative. We are able to do a lot of things that we can produce. And sometimes we forget about it because we get busy in life, busy with doing a lot of things. And what we try to do in our practice is we try to talk to people living with multiple sclerosis and other neurological diseases. And we say, let's focus on abilities. Let's focus on how can we create art and how can we incorporate this into day-to-day living. So I always would ask, you know, do you create any art? Have you done any artwork before? And actually, often more than not, people would say, oh, yeah, I used to paint. I used to write poetry. I used to play an instrument and I don't do it anymore. And then we talk about why we're not doing it anymore. They're like, I cannot, because I can't use my fingers to play, for example, the guitar, or I cannot, my vision is not as good as used to be. I cannot paint and perceive colors as I used to. Then we say, well, let's get back to it. Let us help you get back to this. And I want you to try to get out this canvas, get out these colors, get out this guitar that has the dust on it, get it out and try to play it. And I want, next time I see you, I want you to tell me about this. And I want you to report back to me, how did you feel when you do it? And more than not, many of the times people come in back and say, well, you know something? I can play the guitar again. I joined a band again. Or I painted this, and I get my chart messages with paintings where people create and showing me the artwork that they created. But not only this, you know, we had people who are known artists, so they actually are artists, they're professional artists, who developed MS, and then MS really took away a lot of the abilities to move from them. So they had really severe symptoms. And what we did to actually return back to their art career is we helped them to be able to utilize art and employ art making as a rehab strategy. Hmm. Creating art will help build new pathways or even improve the connectivity in some areas where there are no damage that happened by the immune system. So there are ways where we could even see changes in brain networks that can help people, gain back some of the abilities that maybe, you know, were trying, MS was trying to take away from them.
We're talking about the intersection between medicine and art with Dr. Ahmed Obidat. He's a neurologist at Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin who sees patients who are diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and includes art into a treatment intervention. Dr. Obidat, you know, art and art practice may not be something that everyone has access to. There's art supplies, there's instrument costs, transportation. You know, if you're going to see art, there's the cost of tickets. And then also there's that free time, the need to be able to spend time away from work or other things. How do you work with patients to make sure that they have the resources, that they have the time to participate in art in meaningful ways that could impact their life?
Yeah, this is a great question. Again, it's definitely, you know, art or creating art is something that may come at with a cost, a financial cost, or also time-related cost. And what we try to do is we try to first gauge interest from the patient and say, you know, is this something that you've done before? And if so, you know, do you have the tools to do it? Do you have canvas at home? Do you have colors? Do you have an instrument at home? And often actually the answer is yes, I do. Then we try to say, well, get those things out back again and try to utilize those things that you already have. If not, then we try actually to develop programs where we can have art making, I would say, workshops and classes and things like this, where we try to partner with nonprofit organizations to design certain art programs. As we move forward with things like this, I think we're going to be able to provide more access to people to be able to enjoy their creativity and be able to produce more and help them through the healing process.
As we talk, it is absolutely apparent that you are convinced that art can really help in the healing process for people. You know, how might the scientific community do the research to better measure the impact of art in the treatment process?
Yeah, this is very, very important question. And do we really need clinical trials to prove that art help people with neurological disease or help people in general? Probably not. But do we have to prove it? Maybe yes. Why is that? Because you mentioned earlier that there may be resources needed to support some of these activities. And maybe for organizations or payers to be able to recognize this as part of the healing process, they need data, right? You need data showing that this works. We all know that art makes people happy, art promotes healing, but we need to prove it through the scientific method.
Because bill insurance for it.
Correct, yeah. Exactly. Or get people to pay for it, right?
Right.
So there have been works around this, and they are studies that looked at not only in people living with neurological disorders, but also people who are aging in life and older adults and even in children. But also there is a role for what we call the functional MRI. So functional MRI is a advanced type of imaging that not only look at the structure of the brain, but looks at the function of the brain as someone is engaged in creative activity. And what those studies have shown on various levels, that there is improved connectivity in certain brain areas and certain neuronal pathways and connections. And not only improvement in this connectivity, but maybe even building new connectivity and new connections that we call the term synaptic plasticity or improvement of connection in specific areas. But, you know, I actually did a quick search on clinicaltrial.gov. It's a website where you find what active clinical studies are going on that looking at treatment or healing for diseases. And I searched how many active or recruiting or just recently completed clinical trials for multiple sclerosis in general. Mm-hmm. And they were over 3,500 studies. But guess what? Only five studies out of the over 3,500 studies, only five studies globally that is looking at something related to the art in the healing of people living with multiple sclerosis. So definitely the connection between healing through the arts and multiple sclerosis is an area that is very much understudied and under-recognized, I would say, from a scientific method and from scientific community.
Well, Dr. Obidat, I appreciate this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Really, I enjoyed the conversation too. Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Ahmed Obidat, an associate professor of neurology at Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. He talked to Kid Archer Kent about how he incorporates the creative arts with his patients who are managing the symptoms of multiple sclerosis, a disease of the central nervous system. And for disclosure, Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin are business sponsors of WPR.